Welcome to the Time for a Difference Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the incredible, the amazing Miss Kimmy Avery. Kimmy, why don't you take it from here?
Oh, I am so glad to be here. Thank you for having me, Tanya. It's a wonderful experience every time I'm with you. And today I'm going to talk about three keys to creating conscious partnership. And this talk is really for you if your business or your personal life is suffering because your relationships are not where you want them to be. And I have been studying love and relationships my whole life. And it took me till about 12 years ago. I'm 49 years old. It took me 12 years ago. I started studying about men from a masculine perspective. And all the work that I'd done before, my master's in counseling, my bachelor's in family studies, my spiritual training, all of those things did not help me have a great relationship. I am married now. I get to travel the world. We're going to Thailand in November. I get to travel the world seeing clients, doing the work I love. And it wasn't always this way. I suffered tremendously from not having my relationships work out. I always wanted to be married, have a family, have an amazing life. You know, what we were promised, you could have the career and the great relationship and you could have it all. And it wasn't working, and I didn't know why. And then I started studying about men. And when I started looking at men from a masculine perspective, I started seeing that there were things that they were offering that I didn't understand. And as a woman, looking at a man through my eyes, I saw, and most women do, a hairy, misbehaving woman who was doing things we would never do or not doing the things we would absolutely do. So we end up frustrated. And I was frustrated a lot, and I was hurt, and I was angry, and I was confused. And when I couldn't blame them, because they seemed like nice guys overall, I blamed myself. And this happened in work scenarios. This happened in my personal relationships. And I actually went to two weddings of men I was deeply in love with, and I watched them marry other women. That was incredibly painful. I was their buddy, and I sat there at the wedding thinking, that could have been me, and why wasn't it me? Why wasn't the relationship working out with them? Why wasn't I the one chosen? And I know many of you on the line are either single or in a relationship, and I'm guessing that there's some confusion there about the way men operate compared to how you operate. They're doing things that are frustrating to you. They're doing things that are hurtful to you. And I would propose that that all comes from our perspective. So I want to start with the three things I'm going to talk about is, one, you've got to understand the terrain you're looking at. The second thing is you've got to learn how to navigate that terrain and sort of be curious. And then the third thing is you really learn how to navigate relationships. So as a foundation, you've got to understand, and this is how I've come to see it, there's an instinctual experience that we all have. It's our default mode. And the feminist movement has made a promise that we were equal and the same. That was the fallacy, that we're the same. We're not the same. We are incredibly different. And if you look at our instinctual experience, this is the hardwired knee-jerk experience that each and every one of us has. And most of us don't really understand how that's operating. And the way I see it is that if you imagine a yin-yang symbol, there's part of it is the masculine element. Part of it's the feminine element. And to be masculine is the provider, protector, producer. Masculine energy is the driving force. Think single-focused. Think hunter. The person who is on a mission, has a plan, and that's masculine energy. The feminine mode is the supporter, adapter, enhancer. The supporter, adapter, enhancer brings life to the world, literally, right? The woman's body produces life into the world. And this person has the natural tendency to adapt. We have the tendency to multitask. We have diffuse awareness, which means we pour into every direction. And single focus is not feminine. Single focus, in fact, when we're in single focus mode, a woman's in single focus mode, that comes from our adrenal glands, and it comes from, and we use the little testosterone we have in our body, and we end up burnt out and with chronic illness, like chronic fatigue syndrome or adrenal fatigue or fertility issues when we're stuck in masculine mode. So each person has masculine and feminine modes within them. We have that capability. Those are skills that we've developed. The masculine mode is highly prized in our society. Driving, get things done, produce results, right? The feminine mode, not so much, except for the beauty and enhancement that women provide. However, every great leader has a supporter. Whether you're a man or a woman, there's a support staff elevating you, right? So that's our instinctual differences, masculine and feminine, and each one of us has that within us, and each relationship has that within it. So a business would have a masculine energy leader who is producing results, who's visioning, who's creating, and that can be a mixture, of course, but there's a drive, there's a plan there. And the... when women are in that mode, we often will get burnt out. And so we have to make sure to have our support staff and people to help elevate us and keep the process moving forward. I know a lot of women in business end up completely exhausted because we're not building a support staff. Okay? So that's our instinctual mode. Then imagine a globe above that. This is conscious choice. This is where spirit lives, you could call it God, rational choice. This is where you think about what you're going to do, and you choose how you're going to act, in contrast to the instinct, which is the knee-jerk reaction, right? And then the spirit, this conscious place, this is where conscious partnership lives, is about choosing how you're going to react, or correcting the instinctual experience that you had, where you got angry with someone for doing something, and you say, oh, gosh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get angry. I reacted, and what I'd like to say is this, right? You can fix it. You can think about it. You can heal the relationships. And relationships, because we're so different, we're often having to heal our relationships, which is a really incredible muscle to build, you know, to be able to apologize, to be able to be conscious and choose, okay? So that's the foundation. We all have masculine and feminine within us, whether you're a man or a woman, and every relationship, whether you're married, in a dating scenario, in a business, colleague to colleague, manager to employee, boss to employee, boss to manager, all of these have the different dynamics within them. And understanding those will be the key. So that's the foundation. Point number one, you've got to understand about assumptions. We all make assumptions. This is the terrain that we're walking into. We're moving through the world, and we naturally make assumptions about everything in our life. We have to. That's how we order our world. We naturally delete, generalize, and distort information, because we have about 950 trillion bits of information coming into our brain every single day. And unless we are able to make order of all that, then we're going to be confused and overwhelmed by what's there. On top of that, instinctually, we're hardwired to look for problems so that we don't make the same mistake again. And out of the 950 trillion bits of information, there's good information and there's not so good information. We are hardwired to look at what's not working instead of what's working. So we need to change the focus so we see more of what's working and look for that, and then we'll actually see more. But as long as we're moving through the world with assumptions, and it falls into what I call stuck in your own head syndrome. That's CEOs, stuck in your own head syndrome. You want to write this down. CEOs are those assumptions that we make. And most often, we get our assumptions wrong. There's an old saying that to assume is to make an ass out of you and me. And we make the assumptions about what our female partner would do or our male partner would do based on our perception. And when we're making that decision about or thinking about what they would do based on our perception, we're likely to get it wrong. And then we go down a path where we're upset, we make decisions, we may have choice points based on a faulty assumption. That will get us into trouble every time. So I was working with a client at Shell Oil, and I launched a program called the Workplace Navigation System, Super Genius Teams. And the program there had men and women in it. And one woman worked with, she had her own projects, and then she was really friendly and really nice, and she thought that she should say yes to everybody. She had a hard time saying no and setting boundaries. She didn't want to upset anybody. She didn't want to look bad. She didn't want to seem bitchy. So she said yes and yes and yes. Now she was also single. She was overweight, frustrated because she wasn't able to date, frustrated because her life wasn't working, and her own work was suffering because she kept taking on other people's work. And so we sort of went back to the beginning where she thought she had to say yes. Women aren't born with boundaries. Did you know that? Women aren't born with boundaries. So we worked with her to set healthy boundaries. Instead of being the super helper, she became the referral helper, which meant she could still be friendly, she could still be nice, and someone would bring a project to her, and she would say, she would say to them, oh, you know, so-and-so can really much better help you with that project. Or this project is better with this person. And so, and she, after our coaching session, this is what happened. It was so amazing. First of all, she started doing it, and within a week, she reported back that nobody was upset with her for referring them to other people. And she was getting her work done. And she was exercising. And she was going on a date. And not only that, the chronic pain that she'd had in her stomach was gone. It had become so normalized in her body, this chronic pain that was in her belly was just gone. Why? Because she was setting boundaries. The tension that she had trying to do everything for everyone was gone. And we all have this experience, especially as women, where we'll take on a lot of things. Setting boundaries is uncomfortable. We're not born with them. So we keep saying yes, and then we're overwhelmed. Instead, we can come back to our center, choose what's right for us to do and what's not, and that's making a conscious choice. Can you see how the assumption that she had to say yes to look good, to be the good employee, actually was sabotaging her health, and being able to set the boundaries and become the referral helper helped her to nurture her body and her own spirit so that she could use her own skills for her own projects and then succeed in her work. When I think about assumptions, I think about going back in time to the very moment, the inception point, the place where the decision was made that our perspective is the only way. We're applying our viewpoint to anybody else. Now, if we go back, and then this brings us to number two. Number two, practice looking at the territory, becoming curious about what's truly happening, looking at the experience of other people, and instead of assuming, say, hey, I'm curious why you did that. Or I'm curious what you're thinking in this context. Because what happens, because of the assumptions, we make choices that don't work for us. So in this case, it backs us up into becoming curious instead of furious. Curiosity always beats being furious. So we go back in time and we choose to look at the image and become curious about it. What's here that might not be working well? What could I do differently? What could be this person's meaning? And then I could ask them if I don't know. Asking is a great thing to do. And you can start out by saying, I'm curious. If you think about a time right now where you felt curious, where you were actually interested in what was happening, you were thinking about the other person, you wanted to understand that other person, right? And you ask the question. There's a difference between, well, just notice what that feels like in your body. And then it's sort of got an open feeling, right? It's almost like a bubbly feeling in your body. It's interested instead of closed. So when we're angry, our attention literally closes down and we are focused in on ourselves and our upset, and then we lash out, right? When we're frustrated, we do that. When we're confused, we do that. So I invite you to try on being curious. Try on being open about any situation that's challenging. What could this person feel? What could be happening here? So I did an exercise that I do with clients all the time. I did this yesterday with a client, and it's called perceptual fluidity. And literally, I have her step into the observer shoes, where she's able to be curious a lot more than you can be when you're in your own body, right? Naturally, that is. So then you bring that observer viewpoint into your own body, into first position, and you can begin to see, you know, have a new perspective. You're bringing the curiosity into your being. And then you can imagine stepping into the shoes of somebody else. And this is what I had my client do. She was stepping in the shoes of the person who had upset her. And then she saw immediately ways that the frustration had built up for the other person that she had been previously completely unaware of. And so we brought that awareness into her first position, into her own being, and she was able to look at the situation, because she was curious, with new eyes, and then able to have an interaction with the woman in a way that uplifted both of them, healed the experience, because she was able to say to the other woman, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that I might have upset you in the past, and I'm curious, is this true? This is what I'm imagining, but is this true? And she said, yeah, I was really upset about that. I asked for your help, and you hadn't helped me. And so I was really upset, and so I didn't really want to help you when you needed it. And they were able to have a conversation and unpack it. I use that word a lot, unpacking the scenario, because every situation is different, right? We unpack the scenario and the healing occurred. It occurred for her because she was no longer upset. That's my client. And then she was able to radiate that healing out to the other person. But it was because she became curious, okay? And the third thing is you've got to understand that any skill requires practice. You've got to learn to navigate relationships successfully. And the relationship navigation skills are things that you learn. You learn how men and women typically are different, and then you can become curious. Because if you don't know where to look, then it's hard to heal the experience. So for instance, the way men and women commit is different. Men tend to be committed and all in when they make a commitment. which means they're really hesitant to commit until they're committed, right? The feminine women tend to be a little bit less, we dive in, we're less discerning. We dive in, we say, oh, I'm committed. I'm committed to this business. I'm committed to this business. I've known many women who've gone from one network marketing company to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. Because the feminine commits based on circumstances. So she's constantly adapting. Well, this isn't working, so I'm going to move here. And that's actually a great skill to have, except being successful requires the persistence, right? So if in relationship with a man and a woman, the masculine and feminine, he's committed and he's driving force, right? She's voting every day on the relationship. And that voting causes her, and if she thinks that he's doing the same thing, then it causes her to back away out of the relationship. Whether it's a work situation, or the reason I was brought in to Shell Oil, for instance, was because to work with her male and female engineers, was because the women would be hired, they spent an enormous amount of money hiring them, and then the women would leave. Why? Because they give up on getting their needs met. They don't know how to do it, they don't know how to communicate what's important to them, and they start backing away and falling out of that relationship, that work situation or a romantic situation, and then they leave. And then the person who's committed says, what the heck happened? What the heck happened? So that's one place that's significant that I cover in my program, the Relationship Navigation System. We talk about how men and women commit differently. We talk about how men and women speak and listen differently. And so what I'd like to do right now, we've got to wind up, is the three points are you've got to understand that we all make assumptions, and assumptions undermine relationships. Curiosity, number two, always beats furious. Curiosity beats being furious. Practice curiosity. And number three, learn to navigate the terrain. Learn relationship navigation skills. And those skills are learnable and incredibly powerful when you have them. They will help heal the planet when we start to realize what treasures we are to each other as men and women. And what I'd like to do now is, we don't have a lot of time. I covered a lot of information. This is sort of holographic information, which means that any doorway you go into, there's a lot to unpack. And when I work with clients, typically my hourly rate is $500 an hour. And I'd love to help you really begin to see how this could impact your life and heal your work relationships, heal your collaborations, your business partnerships, create the super genius teams. And if it's a personal relationship, we can work on that too. So, which is a main focus of my business. So if you go to kimmyavery.com/win, and that's KIMI, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, RY.com/win, like winner, win. If you go there right now, you can claim a relationship breakthrough session. It's complimentary to you. It's my gift to the listeners of the program as a way to get to know you and to give you some support in your relationship experience. And I would be happy to support you. Now, this is really only for people who are serious about transforming their relationship experience, healing that heart, body, and mind, and learning the relationship navigation skills. If you want to do that and you're curious about what I offer, join me for a complimentary relationship breakthrough session. And again, you can claim that at kimmyavery.com/win.